Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Previously on A Pint of Cthulhu Fallout, our team made it back from the farm and reported their findings to Jesse, the mayor of the town, who encouraged them to keep on investigating. So, they head straight to the pub and got incredibly drunk. We start off with our characters sat in said pub after a night of sleep. They've all slept off their previous drunkenness from the night before, except from Billy Bob, who is still passed out in his room and will remain so until further notice. Alright, so everybody's just sat at one of the tables in the pub. It's the morning, the storm has passed, the weather's good outside. Everybody's feeling a little bit groggy except from Cartman, Mr. Medman. Start us off, what would you like to do?
What we actually do in this town? Anyone know?
We drink. Or you do.
We find out what exactly caused all the trouble. The virus, the disease, whatever it was. Try and research it, find out what caused it, and then, in your case, punch it.
Where we find that?
I'm not quite sure.
We could search around town.
Sounds a good idea as any.
Alright, would you like me to list all the revelations that we've had so far that none of you can remember?
I think the doctor was mentioned, wasn't he?
The doctor was mentioned, and you were told that the dude was acting real fucking weird before.
Okay, so for a little bit more of a comprehensive playback for you in that case, you came to this town because you were asked for help. There was some sort of weird crime spree going on that the security couldn't handle themselves. When you got to the town, Jesse asked you to investigate a disturbance at the farm. You went to the farm, you found a woman impaled, a woman ghoul, impaled on a wall in the kitchen. Her husband, out in the barn, was shooting wildly at anybody who went by, screaming that he couldn't remember anyone and that they weren't supposed to be there. You all teamed up and beat up that old man in his barn until he died. You got back to the town, you decided to get Billy Bob healed up because he had a broken leg. Max decided to reprogram Mr. Medman so he can only rickroll everybody. And you all let Jesse know what you found at the barn. A madman who had forgot who his wife was. And got very, very violent. You came to the pub, you started asking around. Apparently this has been happening quite frequently. People have been getting very violent with each other and then not remembering that they were violent with each other. Like, as soon as it had happened. The barman also gave you a couple of other hints. What else did the barman actually say to you? See? Yeah, so the barman told you that the woman who you found impaled had been in the barn and had been staying there quite late because she didn't want to go home. Obviously, you came to the conclusion that her husband must have been getting on with that dementia a little bit there. Also, the man himself, old man Joseph, he came to the bar a good number of times. He was violent when he was there, and even going so far as to beating up the doctor of the town while there on one night. Jesse has encouraged you to keep on investigating, find out why this is happening, because the memory loss thing is really getting people worried. It's getting people freaked out. And of course, the violence is getting hard to contain.
Then I say we go contain the violence right away.
Alright, so hopefully you all now remember why we're here.
Yeah, the alcohol is slowly wearing off on the human side.
I'm not human. We go see doctor?
Suppose so. Maybe he learned something while he was getting his ass kicked.
Or we just go kick the guy's ass that was doing the beating in the first place and see what he's up to.
Well, we already killed him. Yeah, so oh my God.
He died already.
Could take him out of his grave and thrash him, but I think that might be a bit much.
We bury him?
What about the
man? Hey, why doesn't Max go and talk to his wife, see if his wife knows anything?
Yeah. No. Okay.
That took me a second to realize. Dead too.
Max Power's just going to shut the hell up this episode.
Dr. Man?
Okay, because in the meantime, where these three are sort of just talking, can I go up to the bar and talk to the barman?
Certainly. The robot floats over from his place at the table and goes to the bar, where the barman is still standing. None of you have any idea whether or not this man has slept, or whether or not he does sleep.
How are you, good sir?
Yeah, robot?
Yes.
What do you need?
Information. I need to understand more about these violent episodes.
I said all on you last night. Weird stuff's been happening.
Tin Can, you miss drinking game. You don't get information unless you drink.
I don't drink with no robot.
I'll drink with you.
That racist.
Can I scan the barman? Like, try to figure out if he's like got anything wrong with him. Or any ailments. But...
Sure thing. How would you like to go about scanning him?
From a distance? I've got a feeling if I get close to him, it's going to be violence.
Okay, you look intensely at the man.
Yeah.
Put finger in butthole.
As far as you can tell, he is a man. He's probably in his late 40s, early 50s. And he has a bit of a limp.
Right. Okay, so can I, how did you get that limp?
I'm old.
God, you know it's bad when Cartman's taking the reins.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we should just go and see the doctor.
We probably should, yes.
All right, so as Cartman's talking to the barman, everybody else gets up from their seats and leaves the pub.
Bye, Tin Can.
How did you get that
lift,
sir?
Toodaloo, motherfucker.
Okay, bad deal. Leave me alone, robot.
I must serve you. I must heal that limb, sir.
I don't think he's into that.
Okay. Let's get everybody back outside the pub into the town.
Well, hang on. Upon the barman saying no, I just want to be fixed, I'm going to walk out dejectedly. Float out dejectedly. Like,
you go to manifest legs.
Yes, damn it.
Like knocking shit over on your way out.
He turns upside down and uses his creepy metal hands to like spider crawl him out of the club.
That's a horrifying fall.
Alright, so you all get outside of the pub and the sun is shining in the sky. It's hard to tell there even was a storm last night. Everything's looking great. The town seems to be reasonably busy. There's not as many people as there would be out and about. It is still early. And there are two traders set up in the trading circle in the middle of town. People are just sort of wandering about, getting on about with the thing, trying to get on with the day, but you can tell from the air that morale in this town is kind of low. Everybody's just that wee bit on edge.
Where be Jerky Man? We leave him in bar.
He's probably fell down a sewer grate somewhere. It's likely still hungover.
Billy Bob is resting from his inebriation and needs a 12 hours recovery. Well, essentially a day recovery.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, so to give you a reminder of what's going on in the town here, and this, like I said previously, this town is basically built around this roundabout. It's a circular, town with the trading centre in the middle of the town. You are currently on the right-hand side of the town. If you go to the south, you will find the exit to the town. Next to that is the main guardhouse where the mayor's office is, so you can go talk to him. Next to that is the entrance to the farm where you've already been. And at the north of the town, you'll find this metal building, which is used as the clinic.
To the clinic, so we can talk to the doctor.
Yep, sounds good.
Yep. All right, excellent. Everybody starts walking towards the clinic. You do hear some raised voices coming from the trading centre as you're walking by, as if two men are having an argument.
Ooh. What are they fighting about?
Alright, so is the argument going to distract you from going to the clinic?
Yeah.
Not Medman, because I'm a robot. I don't get this back.
Okay, so the robot continues on to the clinic.
Medman, there could be injured parties here. Isn't it your responsibility?
There are no injured participants.
How do you know that?
He's on the area.
He's a robot god. Yeah. Omniscient. All knowing. All seeing.
I do have three eyes.
Yeah. All right, excellent. So, you start walking towards the trade post then instead of the clinic. And the sound of two men shouting raised voices and argument starts to get louder. You start to be able to hear what's going on. But before you can actually tell what's actually being said between them, you get towards them and one of them draws a gun.
That's when I pull out my hunting rifle and point it at him.
Ooh, all right, so to,
picture.
To let you know what's happening, these are the two traders that we were talking about earlier, apparently having a disagreement over some sort of trade. One of them is a scavenger, and one of them is a well-known trader to the town that everybody calls the quartermaster. The scavenger has drawn a gun, you don't know why, and Max Power has decided to draw his rifle and point it at the scavenger.
I say we end this raid here by lowering our weapons. How's that sound, boys?
Hey, get that gun off me. This bastard here, he owes me caps.
All right, well, we can settle that without guns. You lower yours, I'll lower mine.
You tell him. You point that gun at him. He's the one that's in the wrong here. The quartermaster replies, Hey, now. I ain't never seen this scavenger before. Man came in claiming that I owe him caps. That's not true.
Well, we don't know who's in the wrong here, but you're the one with the gun out.
All right, so Max, make a wee check for me. So you're threatening the scavenger with your gun. Let's see if we can do a wee check, see if he's actually threatened by you. Go for a charisma check, I think, but this time put it against a weapon skill instead of the usual speech skill. So you're threatening him with a gun, so give me charisma against small guns.
I don't have charisma on mine. Or just use small guns versus charisma.
Yeah, small gun versus charisma.
So.
Alright, so your target there was a 7. You've rolled a 10 and an 11. So this scavenger does not believe that you're going to shoot him. So he's still got his gun out. He's threatening. He's actually threatening Max now. He's like, put that gun away. What are you doing?
You lower yours, I will lower mine, and we will settle this.
Ghosty man, not very intimidating.
Can I fire a warning shot, like, near his feet?
Fair enough, you can fire a warning shot near his feet. Go ahead and roll a gunshot, I guess.
Small guns or big guns?
Oh, yes. Yeah, just your... You should be able to click your weapon. Your hunting people.
Gotcha.
Oh, all right. So, you're not like you were trying to target anything anyway, but you did manage to fail the shot as if you were looking to target something. So you fire a shot with your gun, and the town, so you hear a few screams, the townspeople all sort of duck down a little bit, and suddenly guards start pouring out of the guardhouse.
Fuck.
Also, a metal Protectron unit starts coming toward you, and Max Power finds himself surrounded by security.
All right, look, maybe we got off on the wrong foot. All right, I'm putting my gun away.
It's too late. One of them has already grabbed your gun. What do you do? Do you let him? Are you going to cooperate with law enforcement here?
No, of course not.
All right, so you decide to fight with one of the guards in order to keep your gun. This, so let's have a look. I'm going to like, do a little strength check for me. Give me an athletics one. You're going to be tussling with one of the guards.
Guard would want no part of this.
All right, success. You managed to push one of the guards off of you. Just for two more to take their place and grab your arms by your back.
Oh, come on.
The guards start dragging Max towards the guardhouse.
Bye, ghosty man.
It was either going to be him or the ghoul, so...
While the two are dragging him, the third one that he pushed over manages to get back onto his feet, and he punches Max in the face. Max, you take 2 points of damage.
Are these guys not robots?
No, only one of them was a robot.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, the robot's pissed at him.
The robot, realizing that the humans have took care of the job, has decided to take its post back in the stage next to the guardhouse. Max is now currently imprisoned. The scavenger, happy with this, puts his gun away. And he starts arguing with the quartermaster again over the caps that he owes them.
Well, looks like my vacation plans just got an upgrade. Tell the warden to reserve me the penthouse suite for me. I got a reputation to maintain, even behind bars.
So I think we'll keep things in the town square for the moment, and then we'll go to Max in the prison.
Somehow you just have a harmonica.
Oh, I'm on the click. Okay.
Right, so. This argument's continuing between the scavenger and the quartermaster. The scavenger swears that this man owes him caps. Apparently, given the information that you now know, he's been a little bit more specific about it now that he's guns away. It was a Tarbury trade. He even has a receipt from the quartermaster. The quartermaster, however, still maintains that he doesn't know the scavenger at all.
Have a jerky man sell berry. You get confused? Gertrude get confused sometime.
Okay, so I'm going to step in here. Can I talk to these traded people who are arguing?
So, you can.
I want to try and figure out why this man thinks he is owed caps.
Cap just explained that.
No, because the quartermaster said that he doesn't owe this guy cap, but yeah, the guy is still arguing.
But, yeah, because he has a receipt.
Yeah, he has a receipt.
Exactly. Cartman. Hear me out. Because okay. I want to know is why the quartermaster is not recognizing the receipt. Maybe he's forgotten about it.
Ah.
So.
That one is a smart idea for once.
Yeah. But it's tricky because I'm not a robot. And what I just said then, by the way, I didn't say in the game. That was just, yeah, side note.
You know what, Cartman? Seeing as you're being quite smart about this, give me an intelligence check against medicine.
Okay.
All right, so that is currently a failure. His target was 9, he hit a 17 and a 14.
Oh dear.
I can remind you that there is ways to re-roll those dice if you want.
How? I might do that. I might give another re-roll.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to spend a luck point.
Ah, can I spend 2 more and do a... Hey, I can spend 2 luck points on this and do 2 rolls.
Ah, you can spend as many as you want. Yep, 2 luck points. Go for it, re-roll them.
Or, if the guys don't mind, can I use an action point?
No, you don't use an action point for that.
How many action points have we even got?
You got 6.
Do your luck first.
Five.
Yeah, you've got 5 action points at the moment, so.
Yeah, do you look first?
Okay, that's going to come down to re-luck. 2. Do I do another roll then?
Yeah, you can just do another roll. All right, excellent. Well, you've actually managed to get 2 successes, which is lucky because this was a difficulty 2 check. You've rolled a 3 and a 17, and because medicine is one of your core skills that you've got tagged, you actually get 2 successes for anything that rolls 1, 2, and 3. And it would turn out that your intuition may be correct here. You are able to determine that the quartermaster seems to be suffering from some sort of partial amnesia.
See? You do get confused.
This man is ill.
What are you talking? No. I'm not confused. I don't know. I've not met... Wait. Have I met this man?
Yes. He had a receipt with your signature on it. How else would he have had that?
In addition, our robotic companion here is a medbot. If you are suffering some amnesia, it would know.
I don't like this at all. Look, and he's talking to the scavenger now. Puts his hand on the scavenger's shoulder, he's trying to calm him down. He's looking at the receipt, he says, This does look like one of mine. This does. He's very, very confused. He doesn't know what to say. So he's very reluctant to admit that he's forgetting stuff at the moment. So he just says, look, sort things out, end of the day with you. Let's just stick here, finish our day's trade, we'll sort things out. And the scavenger is scavenger's calmed down by this point. He's talking to him, he's like, yeah, you better fucking sort things out, you fucking better.
Where have you been recently?
Where have I been? Out here. I've been here the past 2 weeks.
Have you drank or eaten anything special?
Just the usual.
And what is the usual?
Oh, it's just the stuff served here. We all get the water from the river out back. We all get the food from the farms.
Yeah,
water dirty. Even that water robbery.
Okay, so I'm not saying this out loud, but My thoughts of the medbot would be contaminated areas. I'd like to go and maybe check them out.
Check if he has any contact with the farmer dude as well.
Yeah. Farmer needs to water his crop.
But the quartermaster.
So I'm going to turn around to the group and say, contaminated areas of interest, please follow.
Even Gertrude could tell you that.
It's definitely a potential idea.
So can we go do the water source then? Or why, do they have like a community well? Anything?
Well, hold on. Why not we buy stuff first?
We already did that.
We're here now with traders. They have more shinies.
We bought something at the hospital, but not elsewhere. Although, we don't have most caps in the world. We do have a fair amount.
Yeah, so if you want to have a look at their stocks at the moment, you'll see that the scavenger, the stocks are basically just what you would expect from your local scab. He's got pipe guns in various formats. He's got some ammunition going, some like food in tins, that kind of thing. Quartermaster has very much the same, however, with a better stock. He's not just got pipe guns, he's got other guns as well, better selection of ammos. He's even got some armor pieces and stuff. And the food that he's selling. He doesn't really trade in food, but he does have some drinks.
Any robot parts?
If you're looking for robot parts, you're looking at the quartermaster for that. He does have robot repair kits. Tell you what, I am going to just post here in the Discord.
So they're straight. Yeah. How much can we actually afford of this?
None. Probably.
Well, given that, does anybody have the money that Billy Bob won last night?
That's a good question.
How much did he win again?
Oh, I hope he's updated his sheet.
Because I have the group one, which is currently at 83 caps. So
he has 122.
Then, yes, no, he has
He's kept it, yeah.
Alright, so good roll. Belly Bob's got 122, and what, Winnegan's got everybody else's caps?
About 87?
83.
Gertrude have 6 cap.
Yeah.
83. Well, luckily, I mean, nothing goes as high as 80, so that's grand. So this is the scavengers. Oh wait, that's just general. Hold on a second, let me get that to the player chat. Right. There is the scavenger inventory. So with food, he's got like tins of cram. He's got some hammers for melee weapons. He's got...
Gertrude wants sledgehammer.
Oh dear.
And like I said, he's got pipe gun, pipe revolver, pipe bolt action. So he's got pipe guns in various formats. And he's got a few different bits of ammunition. You'll see the numbers next to them. Those are the prices.
Vote lady. Vote lady.
And hold on, look, you can see the quartermasters as well, so I'll show you the quartermasters.
Let's peruse both stocks first, in case they have, I don't know, a lead pipe for you.
Yeah, as you can see, quartermasters got a bit more in their inventory. They've got more different kinds of ammunition, including fusion cells and shotgun shells. They've got the pipe guns that the scavengers got, but they've also got like laser muskets, combat rifles, and railway rifles.
He has sharp pointy stick.
That's why we wait to see both.
Yeah, so you've got the scavenger and you've got the quartermaster, and luckily you've managed to calm things down, so both are willing to trade with you.
A regular hammer.
Which does better, sledgehammer or the sword?
Well, sword's more expensive, so sword.
Bald lady.
It might be a stat thing.
Yeah, would you like to know the stats of them?
Yes, please.
Alright, so you want to compare a sledgehammer, which is a melee weapon, has all physical damage and does 5 hit dice worth of damage.
Okay.
And the sword... Where the hell did the sword go? Sword, there is there. Melee weapon, it does piercing damage.
Okay.
Piercing 1 damage, physical damage. So it does 4 hit damage worth of dice. However, that piercing damage is additional. So,
ooh. Are any of these two-handed?
The sledgehammer.
Yeah, the sledgehammer.
Because I have the Big League's perk, which when you make a melee attack with a two-handed melee weapon, the weapon gains vicious damage effect.
Nice.
And this would be the sledgehammer then for you, wouldn't it? The one.
Vault lady.
Yes, Gertrude?
Gertrude want a hammer.
Well, we certainly have the funds for it.
Gertrude want a hammer.
I'd be happy to...
Can I try to barter for the hammer, please?
Barter?
Yeah, try to talk him down price.
If you wish to.
I'm going to try to, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see. Is there anything else that people want? So, are we just going to let Cartman barter for a hammer right now, or are we looking for anything else to add to your inventory?
Oh, okay. So we have Cartman. Do you have any money of your own, or are you just relying on group fund right now?
This is group fund.
Yeah. Okay. So group fund is 84, and the sledgehammer is 40, and the repair kit is 48.
See what I mean? So I need to land this barter.
Gertrude has 6 cap. Gertrude give you 6 cap.
I'd prefer if we didn't spend every single cap we have.
We would have 1 cap left. Okay, right, I want to barter this. Can I please?
Nobody know about Billy Bob's full pockets right now.
He's down a drain somewhere. We can't get to him.
Go try and rob him.
Find him. Capture
I want to try this barter. Because, I mean, we should have some... Please let me use the AP points. We should.
No.
Damn it, I'm going to have to use all my luck then. I mean,
yes,
but then I'm the med. I am okay. This is not.
You haven't tried to barter yet. You don't even like.
I haven't even explained to you how barter works yet. And
you
already assumed you failed.
Yeah, Joe. You know, the second thought, maybe barter is not a good idea actually for me. I'll shut up. That
just is your charisma that.
Let
bad?
Him explain it, and then we'll sort it out.
All right. Okay. So. Bartering. It is just a skill check here. Obviously, you're going to have to try and make it sound like something that I would want to barter with you for. So, what will happen is, once you do that skill check, every success that you get is going to affect the price by 10%. The more successes you get, the better the price will be.
And the failures?
No, the failures aren't going to knock it up.
Oh,
unless,
thank God.
Unless the failures are crits.
Okay.
Ah, shit.
So regular failures are just going to be like, I'm saying no. Critical failures are, I'm going to get pissed off at you.
Okay. So this is what I'm going to do, because I'm going to drop 2 luck points in this, so I'm now down to 1 luck.
Why are you dropping luck points?
You haven't even rolled yet, mate.
Yeah, I know, but hear me out. Oh, this is what I'm going to do. So I want to drop 2 luck into it, so that means it's a 4 dice roll. So
you can't buy. You can't buy additional dice with luck. You can only re-roll dice with luck. So you would need to spend action points if you want to roll additional dice.
And also roll no, because if you roll the additional dice and hit crit fails, we're fucked.
Yeah, but I've got a decent charisma, I think.
Just roll it flat and see what happens.
Yeah.
I would like at least 1 AP point.
Just roll it
Give
flat.
Give me 3 dice. You guys are too stingy with your AP. We have never used AP in the 3 games we have.
Gertrude will smash you with frying pan again.
Just roll the check, Carmen.
The bar
get in
out.
The robot, Shinji.
Okay, so
no
he's got.
Just...
Okay, let me just get this round my head at the moment. Cartman has been arguing that he wants to barter for the sledgehammer for how long now? A good 5 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
He has a barter skill of 0.
Yep, he does.
Does anyone have a barter skill?
No. I think we left our face drunken at the bar.
I have Billy a barter Bob... skill.
Oh. One guy in jail.
Shit.
Well, we'll be down your bail if we do that. Who knows how much they're going to make us pay for your ass out of there.
Spending with bail money.
Gertrude really want hammer.
While this is going on, I'm tempted to just go and change scene right now while
you
guys
what?
Are arguing.
You
do it.
Do you know what? Yeah. Cartman, you fucked up enough. We're just getting the sledgehammer. You're a failure. Your fault.
But
you don't
Mom,
get your medkit.
I am the barter genius. Please, one
you
more
used,
time.
You used your pocket money up. There's nothing else. We're getting the sledgehammer.
Did you want to do a wheel luck?
No, we leave it at that.
Okay, so let's just try and actually roleplay what was going on there. So you asked the quarter, no, you asked the scavenger for the sledgehammer, right? Or the quartermaster. Which one has the sledgehammer?
Yeah.
Right, so the robot goes up to the scavenger and asked for the sledgehammer.
Please, sir, give me the sledgehammer. It is a marvellous piece of equipment. We must have it.
Oh,
what is your best prize?
Why, thank you, robot. That's fairly nice of you to see. Here's a sledgehammer, 40 caps.
Would you take 37?
No.
Bugger!
I'll leave it there.
Okay, do you give him the caps?
Give him the 40 caps, yeah.
But he does not have them on him.
I was going to say, yeah.
Winnegan's
got
the purse.
Robot, stop wasting my time.
Winnie, it's all yours!
We're getting a sledgehammer, if you would.
Yeah, 40 caps, love.
Absolutely, here you go.
Brilliant.
And Gertrude, a gift for you. And when he's going to struggle to pick up this sledgehammer, it's clearly
oh, actually, can I get
far
you to
too
the,
heavy.
Can I get you to the strength check right now?
Oh no. She's going to attempt to hand it to Gertrude.
Gertrude's going to squeal like a little girl.
Strength against what?
Strength against athletics, go for.
Okay, we're going to... Nope.
Okay. Winnegan tries to pick it up off of the desk to pass to Gertrude. She drops it. It lands on her foot. She takes 1 point of damage.
Hey!
Our roll has been terrible tonight.
What is the damage on this then? You say it was 5, right?
1, apparently.
Well, yeah. If you just drop on your foot, it's only 1.
Oh, I mean for the actual weapon itself.
Yeah, it's 5 hit dice, so you want to add in to your weapons the sledgehammer. It's a melee weapon. Physical type damage. It is 5 hit dice.
5 hit dice. Got it. Lovely.
Get you that hammer.
Alright, and before you guys have any more conversation just now, let's head to the guardhouse.
Nah.
So, I wasn't expecting anyone to have to really go to prison, but then Max Power decided to fire off his gun in the middle of a town while everybody's getting on with their business, so we're going to do a little prison scene. Max has been thrown in a cell next to the mayor's office. The mayor himself comes to the cage that he's in and goes, What? Why are you still in town?
We were actually just gathering some things up and on our way out and kind of ran into an incident. I was just at the wrong place at the wrong time and did something stupid.
What do you mean, wrong place? You fired your gun in the middle of my town?
I do apologize about that, but sometimes I do get a little feisty.
Feisty? You call that feisty?
Nah, it was just a warning shot. It's not like I was actually going for him.
You don't get to fire warning shots. What do you think this is?
All right, it won't happen again, I promise. And if it does happen again, then you can keep me in jail forever.
Let me do a quickly persuasion check then. Go on. Do a speech check. See if he feels for you.
Speech versus what? Just charisma?
That's charisma, yeah. Right. Oh my god, you succeeded. It only had a target of 5 because his speech and his charisma are crap, but he still managed to roll a 4. So Jesse relents. He goes, oh my god, you are genuinely an idiot, aren't you?
You know.
I'm terribly sorry. I think that we should probably get you back to, I don't know, are your parents here?
I will
go. It feels a shudder down your spine.
I will go with the group and allow Mr. Medbot to watch over me.
All right, so you've got a robot social worker. Fantastic! Thank God there's somebody here to take you off my hands, right? So I think Jesse's going to leave and actually get a guard to go and fetch who he thinks is your parents and see if they can take their feisty child away from him. So
who's the sassy lost child?
Yeah, who the hell is this? All right, excellent. So we're going to go back out to the town square where you guys have just successfully negotiated yourself a deal for a shiny, shiny new sledgehammer.
I have a hammer.
Not big as this one.
Max, you're still in jail. they've sent someone to get your parents. You're not there yet. Right, so the three of you are at the town centre, doing your trade. Is there anything else you want to do at this town centre? Any more questions you want to ask? Anything else you want to buy?
No.
Well, we're pretty low on funds, so...
Has the scavenger drank the water?
So you're asking the scavenger if he's drank the water?
You're the scavy man. Do you drink water here?
God, that's a big lady. No. I only got here yesterday. I've got my own supplies.
But you, quartermaster, you drink water.
Well, yeah. I mean, everybody does.
Quick group check. The only thing we've drunk since we've got here is ale, correct?
I don't drink.
Well, yes, of course you don't drink. We know this, but oil may be in your case, actually. But Gertrude, I'm assuming?
Booze.
Yeah, I think you might be right there, Winnegan. The only thing that anybody has actually drank so far is booze.
We are all going to be severely dehydrated. But that might actually be a good thing this time. We should probably go collect our feisty idiot.
All right, as you're finishing up your deliberations and discussing what you're looking to do next, you get interrupted by a man in a little guard uniform with a laser musket at his side, and he's did anyone bring a really tall idiot child?
We brought two. Right here. Which one? Gertrude, don't put yourself down like that.
Oh, Gertrude, no, Gertrude, stupid.
I have a robot.
Look, we've got the moron firing off shots in the air. Just somebody please go and pick him up.
That would be Max. Let's go get him.
All right, woo-hoo! Excellent. So everybody starts walking towards the guardhouse.
The party's no longer split, my God.
Brilliant. Everybody enters the guardhouse all at the same time, I guess, and Jesse looks at you kind of surprised, kind of shocked. He's like, what the hell are you all still doing here?
Water poison.
What? Water? Are you...
We don't know that it's the water. We suspect the quartermaster has had a temporary bout of that violent kind of madness, resolved without issue this time, but it's worrying.
I have diagnosed the quartermaster with a sufficient case of amnesia.
Oh, he also doesn't seem to remember some trade deals.
Jesse seems unconcerned and just says, I'm quite sure the quartermaster will be fine.
Mr. Mayor?
You drunk the water?
I was about to say the same thing.
Of course we drank the water. Everybody's drank the water. What?
Well then, should we pick up our miscreant child?
Miscreant child? What are you talking about?
The grown man that likes shooting things.
Ah, good. Right, yes, yeah. Yeah, you know what? If you just make sure he doesn't fire off his gun again, would you please?
Mm-hmm. We'll put it on the top shelf.
So, Jesse,
take it again.
Jesse hands the rifle that's sitting on his desk to Winnegan and goes and releases Max from his cage.
Ghosty man, look. New hammer.
Ooh, nice. I like
it. Might. No touch.
Okay, I actually have a hammer I could share with you.
It big one?
Oh, it's a nice one. Would you like to see it?
I don't think we want to see that, and also you'll get arrested again.
No, is that a crime?
Gertrude, not sure anymore.
No. It is in
the... Max Power is wearing a trench coat by any chance.
Max, sorry. Josh, are you about to try and produce something that... Right, okay. So, you didn't have that in your inventory. if you did read through the list of items that was on those traders,
yeah.
I did have both a regular hammer and a missile listed as things that you could buy.
So that you could create that.
So the opportunity was there to put that together if you wanted to, but
I was in
you
jail.
Do not have that in your inventory and you were in jail the entire time. So don't start trying to produce weird random weapons from nowhere.
For those of you listening, he put a picture of a mortar attached to a pipe.
Okay, can I turn around to the group and say, I would like to check the water source for sufficient cleanliness. Follow me.
Then can we go to the water?
I like how the robot's taking charge of this one. This is good. Yeah. Does everybody want to follow the robot to the lake?
He is a bit professional, after all.
Don't have to follow me. I'm just going to go there on my own.
I followed Tin Can.
Something about a robot in water doesn't strike me as quite a good idea.
Could be fun.
They can scan the water. As long as they don't get wet, they'll be fine. Even if it rains or, a little bit of radioactiveness, they'll pull through.
He's got stuck in a doorway twice.
Yeah, well, this is floating over water. Let's see what can happen.
Three times now, I think.
Oh.
Or four.
See, I love this. It's a robot flying ahead, and you three just muttering behind him, just talking shit about him. It's like, damn robot.
They really don't make them very well, do they?
So our group crosses the town. They go from the left-hand side of the town, sort of to the south, over to the right-hand side of the town, kind of northernly, where the exit of the town goes down to the river. The robot is moving ahead, while the other three are sat behind, are bringing up the rear and muttering to each other wondering why the robot's so shit at things. Alright, so you make it down to the river, where there is a small building currently occupied by one what looks like a child. This is their water filtering system. It is currently pumping out water into different kind of receptacles, large bottles and small bottles alike.
Okay, so I'm the first thing there. So I'm not going to look at the filtration system at the moment. I'm just going to go straight to the water and put a probe in it.
All right. Okay. Well, you don't have a probe, but you can go over. You can
test
put
the
your.
Water.
Yeah, I'm going to let you test the water. We'll do some sort of science check for you, see if you can test the water. I don't know if maybe your eye stalk is able to detect certain minerals. So we'll just make something up like that. So give me a science check. So your science skill again. I mean, I guess against intelligence. Oh. Okay. The best.
Yeah, sorry, I'm telling you, that's the two links, so I'll just do that. No additional time. Cool.
Alright, so success. This looks like a normal running river to you. The radiation levels are exactly as you would expect, given the time that it's been since the bombs dropped. So it's not null radiation, but it's not enough to kill somebody without excessive use of the water.
Okay.
The child in the water filtering facility does appear to be working in the water, and in order to get that radiation down as low as possible.
Okay. But there's nothing particularly special about water itself.
There's nothing particularly special about it at all. I mean, it's not the cleanest river you've ever seen, but it's certainly not. There's nothing in there that you can detect that's likely to kill a person. Or
standard Commonwealth water.
Standard Commonwealth water, that's right.
Okay. Well, at this point, I'm guessing the other guys have caught up, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I can turn around to the guy and say, the pH is precisely 6.875554. It's good enough. I think the water is clean.
I want to do a quick Google check here, the pH of water. Hold on a second.
It's 7.
7.
Excellent, fantastic.
Did he say it was 0.5?
No, 6.845.
Okay, good enough actually, yeah. That's normal.
Really? He managed to randomly just get there.
Okay, so
you can drink between 6.5 and 8.5.
Yeah.
Boom.
Cartman stays one.
Yeah, Cartman's having a great day today.
It's likely not something with the water. Could have been something else. The food coming into contact with another infected.
Small child.
What about a small child?
There's one there.
Oh.
Maybe they know.
I don't think they're going to know what place entire town unless they're an odd ghost child, but sure. Kid? Child? Small human?
Yeah, lady, what's up?
You notice anything odd about the river?
Yeah, nothing odd, no.
This kid have a very deep voice for child.
Sorry. Hi, lady! I am this town's water purification manager. How can I help?
That seemed like a bad idea to give child job.
Well, it seems like child labor laws survived the apocalypse anyhow.
Hey, when did you start working?
I don't want to talk about that. So the river seems fine, then. Nothing abnormal about it?
No, nothing abnormal here. Water runs, I get it through the system. Water runs, I get it through the system. I give it to the townspeople.
Fair enough.
And I get cats.
I'd be trying to see what's actually causing it. Might be to leave an eye on that scavenger? They have their own water supply and presumably food, so if it's not either of those things and they still get infected, or know that it's probably contact.
I got some baseball cards. You want to see my baseball cards?
Yes! Gertrude, see baseball card.
In the meantime, while they're chatting, can I examine the mechanical systems, like the actual filtration pump system itself?
No problem. Let's see. The robot, as the super mutant, is bonding with a child over both baseball cards. The robot does a wee 360 around the outside of the water purification system and just has a wee look over it with his eye stalk. Let's see what kind of check we're going to get for that one. It's not going to be the same as before because this is a machine. It's not. I think I'm thinking a repair one for this one.
Is it repair?
Yeah, give me a repair. Give me a repair check.
Okay. Okay, but I'm going to spend one luck with my repair skill by luck.
You haven't rolled it yet, yeah, you wouldn't have to spend a luck.
I know, I realised that after I said it. So, yeah, silly me.
Alright, so you got close, but that's still a fail. Target was 8, you rolled a 9 and a 12. Would you like to spend a luck? You're really cracking through these luck points, mate.
I know, that's the thing, I've only got 3 left. And I can't, like, regen my luck, can I?
Your luck regens at certain points during the story. It's not something... It's like chapters and stuff like that. It really depends. There are points at which you will regain your luck. AP is a little bit easier because that's just additional successes gets your AP, but luck is based on what part of the story you're at. So this entire part of the story, so the murder investigation story, your luck is for that entire story.
Okay. And how far are we through the story?
Well, I'm not going to tell you that.
I tried. Yeah. I like to use action point, but everyone sort of slammed me with that one.
Oh, go on, use a fucking action point then.
Yeah. Alright, roll an additional dice for me then.
Okay. So.
Just 1d20.
Okay.
And it's still a fail.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you look around the water purification system and you realise you have no idea how it works.
Rip.
Maybe it's the Tarberry?
What is Tarberry, by the way? Literally, I have not played Fallout and do not know what the fuck it
is. Oh, no,
basically,
yeah.
Yeah.
I should let Cap explain, sorry.
I mean, they're pretty close to potatoes, I guess.
Okay. Evil potatoes? Hallucinogenic potatoes? Or like...
No,
are we looking at
pretty...
a food that... Ever... Oh,
I think
sorry.
A standard. Radioactively mutated potato.
Yeah.
Okay, so like a regular food that could have been poisoned rather than a food that is just plain...
No, think
just
like
a
edible,
just like a farmable food, yeah. Edible.
Okay.
Tarberries are a water-grown crop producing a small purple tarberry. These berries are used...
Not like potatoes, more like berries, yeah.
Yeah.
What was I thinking about with the potatoes? What's that one called, Carmen?
No, you're right. It's, tatoes?
Potatoes. Tatoes.
It's a tomato, a potato.
Still teas, but you get it. Yeah, so that was just the berries. Berries. Like fruit.
Okay.
But they're water berries. So having a berry field doesn't make sense considering they're supposed to be grown in waters.
But I should just point out that tar berries, they're legitimately fine. They're just edible
food.
They're
fine.
Yeah, there's no problem. There's not like a special thing. Yeah.
It's just because Matt locked onto it. I was like, oh shit, is this nightshade?
No, they're fine. So, we need to see if it's something in the machinery that's making these people crazy. I mean, the kid itself.
Wait, hang on.
Like,
was the farm... The farm we were at, were they growing tarberries?
Yes.
Yes. The trader had tarberries. Okay, yeah, then that makes some amount of sense.
And the man was crazy at the farm. And the kid does not sound crazy. The kid does actually sound legit.
Yeah.
Hold on. Joe, do you eat tarberry?
Tarberry and cream?
Yeah, I eat tarberries. Oh, sorry. This is a child. Hold on. Get my voices mixed up here.
He has his own personal supply of tarberry.
No, the child both drinks the water and has ate the tarberries.
Okay. Maybe it's still contact them?
Max?
Cap, you're going to have to throw us a bone here, mate.
Yes, because I want to ask, Max, what is your repair? Is it better than mine?
Josh isn't here right now, you dumbass.
Fuck, has anybody else got a better repair? Because we need to figure out if the machine
What is your repair?
It's intelligence 2.
Actually, where am I at?
Oh, you are here.
Yeah, I put it in chat that I'm back.
Yeah.
Yeah, give us a repair check, Max.
What's Max's?
A repair check?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yay!
Oh, thank
God. Zero.
Thank God they succeeded. Still... Brilliant. And he only had that target of 4 there as well. Brilliant. Yeah, there's
Josh.
Max is having a look over the water purification systems as well, and he's finding absolutely nothing wrong with it, nothing that he can see. There's no sign that the water is contaminated, is changed, and the water purification system is actually working really, really well. It's generating some of the least radiated water you've seen in the wasteland.
Okay. So it's not the water then. So it's going back to the farm.
You guys are so... it doesn't take much to get you to forget something. I distracted you from going to see the doctor by putting an argument in your way, and you're all like, all right, there's nowhere else to go then. Absolutely nowhere else.
Gertrude has had an idea. Maybe we go to the doctor.
Yeah, so throwing you a bone there, but maybe go and talk to somebody who's medically trained and has seen the people in the town.
But I'm medically trained.
In our defence, the only thing we know about him is that he got his ass kicked. Not that he's infected, not that he knows anything, just that he got beat up.
Let's go investigate why he got beat up and what he knows.
Maybe he asshole.
Well, could be, but there are two sides to every story. And I say we find out both.
Okay. We might as well.
To the clinic.
All right, excellent. Everybody walks back into town from the water place, back through the town square, and towards the clinic. Now, you're all going to walk into the clinic, so let me change the scene. There you go, you're in the clinic now, and as you look to your right, you look to reception, and you see there's nobody here today. Well, there's no staff here today anyway, and there's nobody in the waiting room. Clinic's looking rather empty.
Maybe jerky man with jerky lady.
Yeah, so the robot is going to go straight through the first door on the left. Essentially, you can't see the map, we see. But it's the one room that is blacked out. And I'm going to try to open that door.
Yeah, so there is a corridor going up from the reception and to the left of the reception. There is two doors to the left and two doors to the right. So... Cartman is going to the farthest door to the left.
Whilst Cartman does this, can I just walk straight in and be like, Doctor, where Doctor?
And I was going to take the room right here on the right.
All right, excellent. So we'll start with the super mutant, seems she's shouting. No reply is given from any of the rooms. So we'll move over to... Cartman, and hold on a second, let me just get this fog of war off here. Really it is, there we go. That revealed.
Happened for me. Bitch. There we go.
There we go, right, okay.
Okay. So,
right, so, unfortunately you've managed to walk into the empty room, so this one has obviously been very recently cleaned. So, something happened in here, regular medical stuff, probably, and the place is clean, organized, everything's in its place. Beds are made.
But there's nobody in here, right?
Nobody in there at all.
Okay. Can I search the room for Simpax? Medical
equipment? You can, yes. There is one cabinet in the room with some supplies in it.
Right. I mean, I'm just going to loot the shit out of this, so yeah, no one's in here to tell me no, so take it.
All right, excellent. So you take a one stim pack, you take Mentats, which is a drug.
Ooh, I need to write down my inventory.
So one stim pack, one Mentats, and one irradiated blood pack.
Wait, what? About an irradiated blood pack? Now that's a thing of interest. So, huh.
It's what he used on...
Yeah, it's quite a normal medical supply in the post-wasteland, yeah.
Oh, cool. So, yeah, because you deal with ghouls, don't you? No, sorry.
Because you deal with ghouls sometimes, yeah.
Okay. I went down a whole different avenue then, yeah. No, okay, so I need to write them down, sorry. Yeah.
Where, doctor?
All right, was anybody else doing anything while he was looting an empty room?
You visit the other room, perhaps?
I'd say that I wanted to go to the room on the right from where we're at right now.
All right, so this room is also... hold on, I think. Yeah, that revealed as well. This room is also empty. However, this one has not been cleaned, and the bed stains are absolutely covered with blood. Stained, like, and the blood seems fresh.
Yang, you might want to come in here and help me investigate.
There danger in there?
Blood. It looks, appears to be fresh, and we're gonna toss the room and see what we can find.
Blood dangerous?
Pathogens could be, could cause problems.
Go to other room first, see if there's squishy in there to kill.
Okay, well, I'm gonna
investigate. Go deal with blood.
I'll go investigate this room.
Alright, so we'll stick with Max at the moment. He is investigating the room that's got some bloodied sheets in the beds. Let's do a quick perception check for you. So just give me perception against survival.
There goes nothing. Yes!
Ah, excellent. A couple of successes. You know what? You only needed one success for that, so I'm going to put your AP back up to 5.
Yay.
All right, so in the cabinet you find the bloody clothes of whoever it was that was supposed to be here. In their pockets you managed to come away with 10 caps.
That will go to Winnegan later.
Yep, you can also see a cabinet with drugs in it. It looks like most of them has been used. It's been pretty ransacked in whatever medical procedure was going on in this room. It looked like it was done in quite a hurry. There are empty stim packs, but you do manage to find one that hasn't been used. So the only drugs available in this room is one stim pack.
Where would I put this stim back under?
Medicine.
Yeah, you should be able to. There's a place just in your other.
I got it. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, so you've managed to have a look through a couple of the rooms.
Cool.
So, Winnegan, are you looking in the... You said you were looking in the room next to Cartman, is that right?
Yeah, I'll look in there.
Excellent, so we'll start with Winnegan.
That means you've got the hot room, Max.
All right, this room is occupied. And on one of the beds, there's a 7-year-old boy staring vacantly up at the ceiling. His eyes are wide and distant. Other than that, there's nobody else here.
Does he look dead?
No, he's sitting on the bed. His eyes are open. He's looking at the ceiling.
Hello, tiny human. What is it that you're looking for? Are you all right?
Who?
You old enough to be able to speak?
Who?
Can I join Winnegan in the same room as the child? The robot.
Why, Gertrude, here, ow.
Maybe there's maybe some medicine to reverse the effects that he's feeling right now.
Is there anything else in the room other than this befuddled child?
No, there's nothing else in this room other than the befuddled child. Except from, again, like the other rooms, there is a medicine cabinet.
I'll raid the medicine cabinet.
Excellent. You raid the medicine cabinet. You actually find a regular blood pack in this one. And another stim pack.
I'll put that to the gear then.
Alright, excellent. So, After you've looked in all those rooms, Gertrude has made her way up to the top of the corridor, where she's found herself in the fourth room and last room of the clinic. And she opens the door, find it's the biggest room. A reload the area here. There we go. Yep. Area revealed.
Oh, a fancy bit.
It's for conjugal visits.
Alright, so that should be everybody on page now. Yeah, so the doctor's in this room. That's the first thing that she notices. So in the fourth room, the cleric's doctor is there.
Hello.
The doctor is sat sobbing and clutching a clipboard to their chest. They appear to be extremely troubled. And yeah, they're really frazzled as well. It looks like he hasn't slept in days. And he's just sat at his desk, clutching that clipboard, having a wee cry.
Don't worry, Gertrude, make bad drawing too.
What are you doing?
Oh.
Get out!
Why? Why you cry?
Okay.
The idiot has found the doctor. What do you expect?
Okay, yep. So, tell you what. You know what? Give me a little charisma check here from Gertrude. Let's see how calming Gertrude is for this crying doctor.
Use your luck.
She just said BFG.
Charisma what exactly?
Speech.
Oh, no.
God.
Is that a zero?
Yep.
Possible.
Full charisma. Yeah. No, it's not possible.
All right, you know so what?
Can I use two luck to do
it? You wanted the two luck? Yeah, go for it. You've got a target of four. Try again.
Just for the sake of going for it.
Oh, yeah, you made it!
With a four.
The doctor doesn't stop crying, but he is actually able to hold a conversation now. So he says, like, why are you here?
Why is anyone here?
This is a clinic. People come here if they're sick, if they're injured. We've been so busy, so busy.
Okay. Why you cry?
Right. The doctor just looks up at the super mutant, confused. Confused, and says, well, why are you here? Why haven't you answered my question?
Gertrude, forget why Gertrude here.
Okay, so as Gertrude's arguing with this doctor... Forgetting why she's here, just looking at him as he's crying and as he's trying to figure out why Gertrude's in the room with him at the moment. Is anybody else doing anything?
Can I wander my way up to the room that Gertrude is currently in?
Okay, excellent.
And I'm going to join Winnie in the room with the child and eventually make my way to Gertrude if you want to go that way.
Alright, brilliant. So Max walks into the room with the doctor. And the doctor said, oh, thank God, a person. Why are you all here?
We're here investigating some circumstances that have happened, and we're just trying to get information. What is wrong with you? You appear to be crying.
I'm sorry. It's just, this day, it's been days. It's just been so busy. Sorry, what is it that I can help you with?
We would just like to ask you a few questions, but first I would like to have you stay here and gather my cohorts in case they have any additional questions or information that, you know, we all may be able to help each other out with.
Oh, okay, yeah. If you've got other people, go get them. And can you take this? Can you take whatever this is with you?
No. Gertrude's going to stay here just to make sure that you stay here.
Gertrude, not at this.
Okay.
Okay, so can...
Gertrude at that!
Can Mr. Medman enter the room now and go, ah, doctor! Just the man I want to see!
So we don't need to have a big comedic entrance, so we just assume that everyone's been brought here by scenes of sobbing.
I was just gonna go out into the hallway.
That sounds like a great idea, Wedigan. That sounds like a great idea.
Wedigan kicks down the door. Aha, the doctor.
See, we've all had a dramatic entrance.
All right,
so everybody's now in the doctor's room. And the doctor says, well, hello, sorry about the mess of this place. Hello, why are you here?
To find out about the cases of amnesia happening recently.
Oh, thank God somebody's actually said something. I can answer questions about that. Of course I can.
I am the doctor of our group.
Is that Kath or the doctor speaking?
All right, so, yeah, it's been happening for days. We've been treating injury after injury. For some reason, people can't remember what they've done. Just doesn't make sense. I've been going over the data. And he starts to hold back sobs again as he's saying this. So, what would you like to know?
We have done an investigation of this terrible illness. We have checked the water, and the water is clean. Can I see your notes? Maybe I can help you with the data.
Yes, water. Yeah, that was the first thing we ruled out. If you came to talk to me, you wouldn't have had to go check the water. Yeah, I would have told you that. Of course, that was the first thing we checked. Wasn't the food either. Wasn't the food. We checked all the food. It's definitely not the food.
Okay, does it seem like a regular infection then, passing from person to person? They have interactions with other people who succumb to it before?
The doctor just sort of sobs a little bit again. Sorry, why are you here again? Sorry, can you...
Oh, that's not good.
Okay, can I try to take his clipboard? I want to read his data.
I wouldn't do that. Remember how people infected quickly become aggressive? If we have to fight him, that's going to go bad for him and worse for us when we can't figure out what he was.
Wait, people infected? Who have you seen? Who have you talked to?
Oh, well, the farmer up there was infected. We're pretty sure the quartermaster has it.
Joseph! What's Joseph! Joseph was in here. He was my first patient.
The small child in your room?
Small?
In the room down the hall?
I don't know anything about no small child, but I can... But certainly, the farmer, Joseph, yeah, he was in here. He was in here a few times. Memory loss, irrational behaviour, just like the others. He was the first. It was several cases just similar to that since. All of them led to the same thing. Psychotic breaks. People keep attacking each other.
Right. Have you found that they've associated with each other?
Well, yeah. Obviously we've checked the water and obviously we checked the food. Did I say that already?
Yeah.
So, we thought it was viral in nature due to its exponentially increasing rate over the past 2 weeks. However, what did we find out? The signal. The doctor seems to have remembered something. Seems very happy about it. He's elated. It's a eureka moment. He said, "The signal." And he actually hands over his clipboard to the robot. He hands it over. He's saying,
finally, the data!
Yeah, and he just keeps saying, the signal.
Okay, then can I read the clipboard and what does it say?
Yeah, so, it says, it's a little drawing of a box, and it appears to be, given the notes that this doctor's taken down, that there was a hidden device found within the town's cold fusion power generator. And on that bombshell, the doctor is letting you know that there's a device giving off a signal. We will end this episode and we can pick this up next time. Thank you for listening to this episode of A Pint of Cthulhu. If you want to get in touch, you can find us on X and on Blue Sky at Pint of Cthulhu. Furthermore, if you'd like to help out the podcast, go over to our Ko-Fi page, link in the description. So mote it be.